Testimony begins today in the trial of the former CEO of WorldCom, Bernard Ebbers. He is charged with fraud, conspiracy, and making false regulatory filings. Prosecutors say Ebbers is personally responsible for the company's $11 billion accounting fraud that led to its bankruptcy. NPR's Jim Zaroli was in the New York courtroom yesterday, and he joins me now. Jurors heard from both sides during opening statements. What were they told?
Well, they were told really different stories about what happened at WorldCom. I think the only thing that both sides agree on in this case is that in 2000, WorldCom was in financial trouble. Its revenues were down. So for more than a year, it engaged in some very questionable accounting maneuvers. The prosecution says these maneuvers were really designed to fool shareholders about the shape that the company was in. Ebbers' attorney, Reid Weingarten, says some of these actions were not necessarily illegal. They were sort of in a gray area. And at any rate, he says, his client wasn't responsible for them. And that is really the central issue here. If something illegal happened, how much was Bernie Ebbers himself responsible?
Precisely what role, Jim, do prosecutors say Bernard Ebbers played in the accounting scandal?
Well, they say that he was really the driving force behind it. The prosecutor, David Anders, said Ebbers had borrowed $400 million, and as collateral, he used his WorldCom stock. So the prospect of the WorldCom share price falling really would have meant personal financial ruin for him. So he kept pushing people at WorldCom do what they could to ensure the company presented financial numbers that met Wall Street's expectations. Anders said some of the accounting people at WorldCom were really unhappy about what Ebbers wanted them to do, and they even threatened to quit. And Ebbers supposedly told one executive, "You know, I know people are unhappy about this. I'm sorry. I'll make sure it never happens again." But the manipulations continued for months after that.
Who does Ebbers say was responsible for the fraud, if not him?
Well, he's trying to put the blame on Scott Sullivan, the chief financial officer. Ebbers' attorney, Reid Weingarten, says Sullivan was this brilliant, intense accounting genius who made all the financial decisions at the company. He says Ebbers was the CEO, but really just more like the public face of the company. Ebbers used to be a basketball coach, and Weingarten says that's sort of the role he played at the company. He motivated the sales force. He gave general direction to WorldCom, but all the accounting decisions he deferred to Sullivan. Weingarten says it was even Sullivan who decided to pursue the big acquisition of MCI in 2000.
And has there been any talk of what the relationship between those two men was like, Ebbers and Sullivan?
Yeah, it seems to have been fairly strained, and that relationship is really going to be one of the things at the center of this case. Ebbers hired Sullivan. They worked together. Weingarten really went out of his way to say they were different personalities. Ebbers is a self-made businessman, very unpretentious. Weingarten said Sullivan is more like this Wall Street type. He looked down on Ebbers, called him the milkman because he used to be a milkman. He's trying to convince the jurors that Sullivan concocted this giant fraud, even though Ebbers was nominally in charge. We'll have to see if jurors buy that.
Thanks very much. NPR's Jim Zaroli is covering the trial of former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers.